mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am committed. I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I've already jumped out of the airplane. I hope my parachute opens, but if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. I don't have a choice now. I'm in the fight against the New World Order. They're criminally insane. They're out of control. They're wicked. They must be resisted. Thank you for joining us. We've been covering and playing some clips of the incredible 9/11 truth convergence, and 9/11 truth event, whatever you want to call it, American Scholar Symposium, 9/11, and the neocon agenda. Jim Fetzer, who was there, will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes to give us his take on the geopolitical scene and what he saw at the event and his great performance there exposing the New World Order and the 9/11 attacks on Fox News last week. That's coming up right now. John in South Dakota, you're on the air, John.
Hello?
San Diego, excuse me.
San Diego. I
just see SD and forgot. I was not.
Right.
Go ahead.
Alex, I was at the conference over the weekend. I brought my wife and a friend in Los Angeles, and I can't tell you that, you know, you had an effect on me because I listen to you every day, but even them, you know, afterwards, they bought the new Terror Storm DVD. They're back there making copies for their friends already, so such a powerful effect on people when you meet people in person. And, you know, for the listeners out there, Alex was walking around that whole convention, you know, totally accessible, not quarantined off or anything like that. He was operating just like an average person, and that's what was so nice to see. And I was almost embarrassed to come up to you and just, you know, say thanks, because I could tell you were busy. But
well, that's one of my great frustrations. I wish I could read all the emails, respond to all the letters, shake all the hands. A lot of times I felt bad because I was doing a lot of the work. I'd have to run, go do this, meet Charlie Sheen, you know, when he pulled in, you know, try to take him to where he was going. So people would be like, Alex, take a picture. Alex, shake my hand. A few times I couldn't do it, and people would get a little irritated. I had to run past them. But, yeah, I tried to be accessible.
I totally understand that. And, you know, one of the things that came out of this meeting, too, is just a refocusing of all the information. For me, I'm an architect here in San Diego, and the whole structural collapse of the Twin Towers, for me, so many films and just the analysis that was done by the professor, it just, you know, makes me go back to my original structural courses back at the University of Michigan and think about the impossibility of those towers collapsing symmetrical when you have asymmetrical loading at the top. There's going to be rotation. That rotation produces movement. It's just impossible, even if you accept the original story that the steel weakened. So I hope the professional community out there really just refocuses in on this and, you know, gets the word out, engineers, architects, everybody out there.
Think how arrogant, John, the globalists are, that they think they could blow up three buildings in front of us when it goes against all the laws of science and the knowledge and the data we have. That's how dumb they think we are.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing too. The arrogance and stupidity of the elite was just again demonstrated.
Hubris.
Yeah. That's all I have to say, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, thank. Did you like the conference overall?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the location. You know, being an architect, I felt like I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so I don't like going down into basements or things like that. So I didn't quite like that, but. You know, hey, it was fun. It was totally like.
That's right. We were two floors under. Hey, but that's kind of good. I like being down in a bunker. But it was the second biggest meeting hall in a hotel, so that's why we had to choose it.
Well, that's fine, and we all enjoyed it, and it being in person with other people and physical connections between people. Paramount. It's, you know, the human condition. It's nice.
I hear you. Good to talk to you, my friend. Appreciate the call. We're going to come back with Professor Jim Fetzer, other callers that are holding, like Jim in Texas and others. We'll get to your calls early in this hour, so stay with us. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Terror Storm is available on DVD. I'm not going to wait. We're burning copies right here at the office. If you want one, go to the website and get it. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As of 8 minutes, 14 seconds into the noontime hour, we don't have... I just sprung this on my people. We don't have it posted yet on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. A link to the Yahoo shopping cart so you can order copies on DVD of Terror Storm. But it will be up there in the next hour. And then Ryan's going to do a write-up on it. We're all just slaving here. And I'm not going to wait a month to put out the official DVD because we're still producing the extras that are going to go on it. We're tightening up a little bit of the music and the audio. It's really almost imperceptible stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and offer burned DVD copies that work in all DVD players right out of my office. I'm going to sign each one. We've already got, 450 or so that we didn't sell at the conference. I wanted to have right around, I guess we actually took a little over 1,000 there. We've got about 400, 500 left. I'm just going to sell those. When those are gone, you'll then have to wait for the big official DVD that'll come out. And the way it's looking, it may be more than a month. So I want to just get these DVDs out now because it's so important. So in the next hour or so, you'll be able to call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get a copy. Or you'll be able to go to InfoWars.com to get a copy via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. And the menu of this DVD says American Scholar Symposium Special Edition, and it will be signed. And so if you want to get them, don't wait. And then later, I really want one of those. Can you make me another one? No. When we're done with these, that's it. So they're there. They're available. If you want them, get them. All right. Going to Professor Jim Fetzer, who is the founder of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth. He did a great job on Fox News exposing 9/11 as an inside job. He was one of our key speakers at the event this weekend. Professor Fetzer, good to have you on with us.
Well, terrific, Alex. Great to talk again.
Jim, what did you think overall of the conference? Give us your analysis. Give us your review. Give us your take.
Well, Alex, you actually put together and conducted a world-class event. I seriously doubt that there will ever be another that will equal this one in its organization, clarity, impact. It was altogether really far exceeded anyone's realistic expectations. It was simply splendid.
Well, I'll tell you, that feels really good because we spent months and months on this, and we tried to, you know, treat the speakers well. We tried to pay for everything. We tried to make it a good event. We tried to organize it well, which I don't want to poo-poo some of the other events. I think they're all very important and valid. But I hope this sets a new standard because all the speakers told me we've never been treated this good. It's never been this good. People who've been to a bunch of other conferences said this far eclipses anything we've ever seen.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And as you know, there on the occasion, I was complimenting your staff. Kevin, Ryan, and everyone else were simply marvelous, totally professional. The quality of the work, because I reviewed the first 10 or 12 minutes of my Saturday presentation, was superlative. I'm terribly, terribly impressed, Alex, and I want to commend you for having a completely professional organization.
Well, they're great guys. I hope they're listening in there. They're probably too busy to be listening. But, yeah, good job, gentlemen. They're on the phone right now trying to find out when C-SPAN is really going to air our 1 hour, 48-minute presentation that C-SPAN still told us we could have 2 hours. First it was hour and a half, then they said 2 hours, and they said it's better to cut it a little bit short. So we did an hour and 48 minutes, 10 seconds. And we'll see if C-SPAN has the nerve to air this. First off, we need to thank C-SPAN for being there and covering it. We need to make sure that it ends up on air. The C-SPAN staff that was there who didn't have control over that said that it'll probably, that they thought it was one of the best ever. They were very impressed. They said that it'll probably air three times. It could start anywhere from tomorrow to the first airing being this weekend. We don't know yet. We're on the phone with those guys right now, but we need to find out.
Wonderful. Yeah, terrific. I'm glad they were giving you that feedback already, Alex. This is terribly important. The American people have to know the truth about their country and their government and what happened on 9/11.
Well, if they do air it, there's never been a C-SPAN presentation like this.
That's for sure. I share that sentiment. I think this could make a real difference and contribute to the magnitude of the accomplishment of this symposium.
Well, they say they're going to air it. It's on the record they're going to air it, so they'll be eating crow if they don't. But we have the entire thing shot from three different camera angles, so we'll put it out for free if they don't.
Yeah, I think the sooner we can get this out, Alex, the better. And even the audio, you know, if you put out the audio to begin with, but so much of the evidence is visual. Seeing the towers come down is not the same thing as hearing about the towers come down. Seeing the blanks, the gaps, the absence of a 757 in the Pentagon videotapes is not the same thing as merely hearing about it. Seeing photographs of the ridiculous crash site in Shanksville is not the same thing as merely hearing about it. So this was an extraordinary combination of visual and auditory evidence. The explanations were so good. The people you picked were just so perfect for their roles, Alex, and the organization. I'm very particular about organization. I've done a huge amount of editing. I have myself chaired or co-chaired national conferences before at least four times, and I just thought your organization was brilliant. It was exactly right.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Jim, I want to shift gears. Tell us, because we really haven't done this probably in the last five, six interviews I've done with you in the last year, tell us about Jim Fetzer, your background, some of your life experiences that prepared you to be able to face up to 9/11.
Well, my background, Alex, includes graduating from Princeton University with a degree in philosophy and being commissioned a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. I was in the Navy regular program, which meant that the Navy was actually paying for my undergraduate education in return for my agreeing to serve for a minimum of 4 years as a commissioned officer in the Navy or Marine Corps. I was in the Far East. I was trained, of course, as all Marine Corps officers are, initially as an infantry officer, and subsequently took artillery training at Fort Sill in Lawton, Oklahoma. Wound up in the Far East for 13 months. This was, I graduated in 62, so I was in the Corps from 62 to 66. and pulled a tour in the Far East, and based in Okinawa, several train ops in Japan, in Korea, in Formosa, in the Philippines, R&R in Hong Kong. We came close to having anything to do with Vietnam when the Diem brothers were assassinated. My unit was flapped out and stationed off the coast to cover the evacuation of American civilians if it became necessary, but it did not. I was anchored out in Kaohsiung Harbor in Formosa when Jack was whacked, and of course, eventually when I'd returned to the United States, and many, many years later, I'd become deeply, deeply involved in investigating the death of JFK.
But when did the light bulb go off over Professor Jim Fetzer's brain?
In relation to 9/11?
No, I mean just to parapolitics, New World Order activity, global crime rings.
Well, it's really been gradually growing. You know, now at this point, I've done 35 years of teaching of logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, and more, I appreciate the importance of integrating issues going on in domestic politics and foreign affairs into my courses, so that typically in the course in critical thinking, I'll draw in issues like global warming or tax cuts for the rich or, you know, reasons to go to war in Iraq or 9/11 as illustrations, because if my students can't take their critical thinking ability outside the classroom and apply it in real life, then I have been a failure as a teacher. I think that it was the early work by Thierry Meissen about the Pentagon and the complete absence of evidence that a Boeing 757 had hit the building that first captivated my attention. And I studied his, you know, Hunt the Boeing, the website that his son had set up, and then read his books about Pentagate and 9/11, The Big Lie, which I found very convincing. And subsequently, David Ray Griffin, who became familiar with my work on JFK, where I have published three edited collections bringing the best experts on different aspects of the case together. One's called Assassination Science, the second, Murder in Dealey Plaza, the third, The Great Zapruder Film Hoax, approached me about us collaborating on something on 9/11 and JFK, and I began looking into David Ray Griffin's work and getting drawn into these discussion groups on the Internet, and then in the mid-December, I saw so much talent and expertise there that it dawned on me that having some kind of loose affiliation creating a society might be a good idea. And I went about, you know, invited Steve Jones to be my co-chair and founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
And that's important because the establishment likes to single out individuals and act like you're lone nuts, but you can't ignore over 300 prominent scholars, scientists, and experts.
Yeah, I think Ollie was kind of floored. You know, I think he was going to suggest it was kind of like a bridge group. You know, there might be four or five of us who got together to maybe smoke pot, you know, and play canasta for all I know. I mean, this Hannity and Combs thing was such a fascinating experience, Alex.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a classic bait and switch. I was contacted by the producer who said he wanted to have me on so they could discuss the findings of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And of course, that sounded terrific to me. And as I was driving in from the airport in the cab, and I actually stopped to have lunch with a friend before I got to the Sheraton.
Exactly. They accused you of bait and switch and being dishonest, but they really clearly set the whole thing up to then claim you were dishonest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was completely the opposite. So I spent 15 to 17 minutes giving their producer, a guy named Thomas in New York, a very clear, lucid summarization of our findings. And he not only, you know, was very attentive, but he even said he agreed with me about a lot of that points and found it very interesting. But then he said something I knew couldn't be true, that they had a fire drill and he had to take a break. Now, what I believe was going on was he was running this by one of his superiors, maybe all the way up to Roger Ailes, for all I know, trying to figure out what spin to take. And half an hour later, I hadn't heard from him, so I called him back. And he said he just wanted to know if I taught this stuff in any courses. And I said, well, in my class, and I had courses on it. And I said, well, in my critical thinking, I might use it as an example. But I also said I had a dean who invited me to do a course on JFK, but that I never got around to it. And so I'm being prepared later that afternoon. I'm being driven out to the studio, and it takes 45 minutes to get from the Sheraton out to the studio. And they, I get there after the show has already begun, so I have them set up a TV in the makeup room. And at 5 minutes before I'm to go on, I see how they're spinning it. They're saying this is, you know, a university professor teaching our children, you know, conspiracy theories. And a smile came over my face because I knew they didn't know enough about what they were talking about to be able to pull this off.
Professor Fetzer, stay there. We're going to come back and talk for another segment, then return in the next and take calls. Toll-free number to join us. If you'd like to talk to Professor Jim Fetzer, 1-800-259-9231. And we have the Chinese-American doctor who confronted Bush and the Chinese dictator joining us as well in the next hour.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Professor Jones, I'm going back to the conference. Professor Fetzer, I was thinking of Professor Jones. What did you think of Professor Jones's new information, his presentation with the thermite, the thermate, the test? Every step of the way, As Professor Jones tests his hypothesis, it continually is proven, and now he has other professors in other universities that are peer-reviewing what he's done, and they're finding the exact same elements. I mean, this is the exact signature, not just of thermite used as cutting charges, but thermate, the patented type that is specifically used for cutting pillars.
Absolutely right, Alex. This is absolute dynamite stuff. This is so important and so really essentially conclusive from a scientific point of view. NIST had conceded that they'd found residue of sulfur on the steel, which they could not explain. Then Steve discovered that the thermite itself was detectable on the steel. And I spoke to him on Sunday, actually Monday, about whether or not the thermate, if it were in, for example, a nano-enhanced super thermate version, would be powerful enough to pulverize all of that concrete, office furniture, and so forth into very fine dust. And he told me that, in his opinion, he believed it would be. Because some persons had suggested, well, the thermite might be enough to cut the steel, but not to pulverize the concrete. So that was a key point on which I wanted to confirm.
Well, it's actually patented that there's a type of hyperthermate itself that is explosive in nature.
Yes. Well, it's fantastic. I mean, as you say, all the results, you know, the further we go, the more confirmation. This is typical of scientific inquiry when you're on the right track. See, you take out a hypothesis and derive all the consequences that must be true if the hypothesis is true, and then proceed to test them. And what's going on is the series of tests that are being conducted in relation to the hypothesis that the buildings were brought down by controlled demolitions using these very sophisticated forms of explosives or otherwise described modes of destruction is being confirmed right and left. So this is fantastic stuff, and the government can't possibly account for it any more than it can account for the fact that the fires never reached the weakening point of steel, much less the melting point of steel, any more than it can explain that the impact of the aircraft had negligible effects on those buildings, given their sophisticated load redistribution capabilities, any more than it can account for the buildings coming down at the speed of free fall on a pancake theory account, when in fact there are no pancakes left when it's all said and done, Alex. If the building had pancake, you should have a stack of different floors all collapsed on top of one another, but of course, in
not
fact,
exploding outward a mile.
Blowing up. This whole thing was blowing up one floor at a time from the top down in a very sophisticated form that had to be under computerized
control. Now more and more videos coming out as more and more of it gets released, and you can see giant explosions before it even collapses floor by floor.
That's right. That's right. Even at 9/11 Revisited, you can see a whole floor going out just before it's enveloped by that cloud of dust and debris. You're absolutely right.
Where is the establishment going to go from here? I mean, exponentially, geometrically, more scholars, more experts, more scientists, the underwriters of the building, you know, Mr. Ryan's gone public. What are they number one, did the establishment think that it would come out this fast, or were they hubris? Were they arrogant? And then number two, how fast do you think it's going to be exposed now?
Well, to tell the truth, I think they thought they got away with it because their initial techniques of distraction, you know, are as masterful as those of David Copperfield. And if it hadn't been for people like you, for talk radio and the Internet, Alex, I think, you know, it's entirely possible they might have got away with it because they use massive distractions like the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq. These guys are completely brilliant at the politics of distraction. So they have ignored it as long as they can. But I think that, you know, in combination with your efforts and scholars coming out where we, you know, the public can see that there's in fact a substantial group of experts who are substantiating and confirming the kinds of findings toward which you were pointing in the beginning is making a tremendous difference, and the combination is politically explosive. My greatest concern is that as the threat of exposure increases, their inclination to do something stunning and dramatic to distract attention or to resolve issues in their favor is going to increase, and they may seek to resort either to the bombing of Iran, which if it occurs is going to go down as one of the greatest military blunders in history, or to fake another terrorist attack in the U.S. to suspend the Constitution and impose a police state. Those are the scenarios that I most fear.
I've got one more question for you before we take calls on the other side. I want to talk about your courage. People always ask, well, why are you still alive? Well, why are you having the nerve to do this? Well, aren't you afraid? I want to get Jim Fetzer's comment on that on the other side, and we'll go right to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and JonesReport.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Up on the shopping cart right now. If you want Terror Storm, a very special edition, the American Scholar Symposium version, that's what the opening menu says. It's about 99% the same as the final version we'll release in a month, minus extras. There'll be no extras on it, but we need to get this out now. It's excellent. You need to have it. We've only got a little over 400 copies. When those are gone, they're gone. If you want them, Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And you can see this first emergency edition we put out as quickly as possible at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. If you're a member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 3 cups of coffee, all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today. Going back to Professor Jim Fetzer. Jim, I get these calls constantly. You know, well, how are you so brave if this is all true? Why are you doing what you're doing? And my answer is this. I'd have to be mindlessly, stupidly brave to know all this evil's going on and to not fight it. I mean, this is an instinctive thing for me to do. That's my view on it, is how could I not know that they're murdering terrorists that killed all these people, they're destroying our freedoms, they're debasing our currency, they're passing all these horrible police state laws, and they're up there laughing at us, and frankly, I get to the point of, I'm not bragging, but it's weird. I'm an average person, and about 3 years ago, I'm there with my wife and son, my little bitty son, infant son, at a La Madeleine restaurant here in Austin, and there's about 50 people in the dining room, including employees, and I go to the bathroom, and I come walking out, there's this big freak out, all these people around this woman, and she's sitting there choking, she's turning purple, she's starting to fall down on the table, and they're going, call 911, call 911, call 911, oh no, oh no, and they're just all standing around shaking their hands, men, women, and children. And literally, then I had to push people out of my way physically. They were trying to stop me. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. And, you know, I had, like, basic going back to Boy Scout CPR. I didn't even have a official certification in it. But I knew how to do the Heimlich. And I picked her up. She was big. Grabbed her. Did two Heimlichs. And, boom, this big old chunk of food, bread, and meat goes flying out of big. I mean, it was gross, folks. And then she starts gasping and thanking me. And I just got out of there. Because now in America, I'd probably get sued by one of the people I'd shoved aside. And it was the same thing. My kids go to this place called Little Gym. Really nice folks here in Austin. They get to play on, you know, different acrobat things and trampolines and all this. And this little girl got between, it's like a balance beam they walk across, but it's like a ladder. And she got down between it and couldn't get out. And it goes on for like 10 minutes. She's crying. They don't know how to get her out. I walk over there. There's obviously a way to get her out. I just press her in a little bit and lift her up out of the top. They were trying to pull her down through it with her head. I pull her out, and, oh, thank you so much, thank you. Hey, folks, I'm just an average person. And my whole life, it's like I see idiots out on a boat on the lake all stuck, not knowing how to help themselves, got to get out and help them. And I grew up watching my father be like that, and that's how Americans were in the past, folks. So I see a problem. I've seen people intimidating somebody in a parking lot, trying to basically rob them. That's how they do it. They'll just, hey, give me something. They don't say, hey, I'm robbing you. Hey, give me some money. Hey, you better give it to me. And they get up in their face. You know, two big thugs, and I, by myself, I just run over and say, let's rock, let's go. And I just shove one of the guys back into a car, because I don't care. A lot of people would call that stupid. A lot of people would call, I saw just a few months ago, two guys out in the parking lot here late at night harassing some woman. I walked over and I said, you know, back off. What's your problem? I'm not a hero, folks. I want you to understand that we're all, understand, I don't think about it when I see something. I just do it. Now, some people call that stupid, these yuppies. Think you get ahead in life by not caring, by not getting involved, by only caring about yourself. But when you've got a society, a sociological climate where no one looks out for anybody, you have a hellhole. What was it, 4 years ago, a cop at, William Cannon in 183 up there by that Exxon station gets hit by a car. He's bleeding to death for 45 minutes, knocked over on the curb. He's in uniform. No one helps him. People didn't want to get involved. They didn't even call the police till another police car came along. Famous cases of a young woman up in Toronto raped on a major sidewalk for an hour and a half in this big telecom company. This was in mainstream news. The head guy at the company goes, quit looking out the windows, you know, and don't call the police. We don't want trouble. And she'd been beaten in the head with a lead pipe. And last time I heard, she was in a coma until finally somebody came along and called the police. Again, Jim Fetzer, I didn't mean to go into that whole rant, but I don't understand how people, when they see a problem, don't get involved. Jim, can you speak to why you have courage, why you're still alive, if you do care about them killing you? I mean, tell us.
It's a combination of factors. One is philosophy demands great honesty and integrity. You can't do good philosophy if you don't have a profound commitment to truth, to rigor and reasoning, and to science and evidence, number one. Number two, coming out of the Marine Corps, I acquired a tremendous dedication to my country and respect for the men who served in the armed forces and for the principles upon which it is founded. And third, here you have, in 9/11, 3,000 innocent Americans who are subject to mass murder by their own government. Once I sorted that out, by God, my life is no more valuable than their lives. There are 3,000 who were sacrificed by these butchers. And to me, ultimately, Alex, it's so insulting that they should play the American people for suckers and saps, you know. Bogey used to make the point in his movies, like the Maltese Falcon, you know, that he had a partner who
Professor, back off the phone a little bit.
Yeah. Who was just enough of a sucker to, you know, it's an insult to the American people, Alex, that they should try to pull this over on us and take our country away from us before our very eyes.
Well, Americans were always known in the past for charging into trouble, standing up, getting involved, being go-getters. How have we gotten to the point where they let cops bleed to death in the street and rape young women, beaten in the head, laying in the street, or people choking, everyone just wrings their hands?
Alex, you're performing a Heimlich maneuver for the whole nation in your efforts. That's a great analogy.
But I don't understand it. I mean, it's not, oh, you've got courage, thank you. It's what you're supposed to do.
Of course it is. You're absolutely 100% right. And ordinary moral courage seems to be a commodity in short supply in the United States today. It has well been said that all that is required for evil to prosper is that good men should do nothing. We can't allow that to happen, Alex. We have to set the example. We have to encourage others. We have to inform them. We have to get the word out. And by God, you've been doing a great job at it, my friend.
Well, no, I'm not trying to get you to toot my horn. I appreciate it.
I'm not going to blow any smoke, buddy. You know me well enough. I don't mince words. I just say, you're doing something indispensable, and I stand with you.
Well, I stand with you, my friend. I'm just wondering where some of the other people in the public are, because a lot of people know the truth, and they tell me, but I'm too afraid to do anything. Shouldn't we be more afraid of not doing nothing?
Of course. This is the Nazification of the United States turning us into a police state. I could not believe the discovery that they're putting these huge NAFTA superhighways all the way through the country, and I've never heard a word of public debate about it. It's going to divide the country into huge economic sectors. They have a master plan for it. And, Alex, I suspect that's where the $2.3 trillion has gone to finance these massive construction projects, which are already underway in Texas.
I know. You're absolutely right. It's just crisis after crisis after giant criminal action after giant criminal event.
It is. You know, a lot of people maybe used to think you exaggerate. Well, you have great passion and you're very... Once you focus on the facts, by God, it turns out more often than not, you're exactly right and you have understood, which is why I describe you as an early warning system.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. Let's go to calls. Speaking of Jim, let's go to Jim in Texas. You're on the air, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Not to take the shine or the luster off of Shane. Sorry for that play on words. But I don't watch TV at all. And when I do, watch an educational show occasionally. I wouldn't think of watching a sitcom with a mindless sitcom, the type that Mr. Shine stars in. But while all the big money guys get it out to La La Land, which is Los Angeles, and where there's very few angels, some of us were back here holding down the fort.
Listen, I appreciate your call. The reason we talk about Charlie Sheen, who is no angel, but most of what you hear about him is baloney, is because he had a lot to lose, and he did lose a lot, and he was attacked and told to shut up, and he had courage that nobody else in Hollywood had. And so I don't understand how we're bad to go get media attention and expose the New World Order and to have these presentations and to come together. And I mean, I just don't understand how somebody could say, we're here holding down the fort. What does that mean, Jim? Jim Fetzer?
Are you asking me? Well, this Charlie Sheen thing, you know, I was very curious in the story that went out on Reuters about our conference, Alex, where it was quoting, you know, someone who's there saying how Charlie Sheen gave our movement credibility. They were using the wrong word. What Charlie gives us is visibility.
Visibility.
We give Charlie Sheen credibility because we are the foundation, the resource, the researchers who have discovered the truths about these matters. Charlie Sheen has taken risks by speaking out.
Yeah, he has a lot of courage. You know Reuters shopped for that quote. You know they were looking around for that.
Yeah. To find somebody who had misstated or misdescribed the relationship between Charlie and the movement?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, of course, you know, I mean, the fact is that Charlie, although he is a star in a sitcom, and a lot of us would view that as rather trivial, he has a tremendous following. His father, of course, is a completely admirable guy. And, you know, it just brings attention to the movement, attention that we desperately need, especially when the vast majority of the population really haven't paid attention and have been taken in by this deceptive moves of this government.
Look, it's simple. Charlie Sheen hit the barbed wire for us.
That's right.
And I want to add that for people who couldn't go to the conference, who might have be showered to that, we're going to put a lot of the video out for free. We're going to put it. We're going to play it here on the show for you. We did this for you, folks. I mean, my guys are in there slaving right now to get it all out for you. So I don't. I'm not going to try to get mad at that caller, but it gets a little frustrating when we're here working hard, and then to just hear somebody kind of pick at something. It's they need to examine their psyche, I think.
Yeah. Alex, if you have the chance, I hope you can also put out a DVD with the whole conference on it, just as a something that people can. You, I think it'll be a tremendous, tremendous instrument for getting the truth out to the American people.
No, we're going to do that. Dana in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Thank you, Dr. Fetzer, for your work. And it's a pleasure to speak with you today. I'd like to ask the question of modus operandi. Is this for a total police state, what happened at 9/11, or is this to go to war? And could you...
Well, sir, anything the globalists do is for a cocktail. They do a cost-benefit analysis. You know, they make almost $7 billion on the payout at the World Trade Centers. They get hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contract sales. They get control of trillions of dollars of oil to then shut off the spigot and jack up prices. And Bush, as he told his biographer, he's going to be a war president. Then he can't be politically questioned here at home. It's to use Iraq as a military launch base to project power into the entire region, not just the Middle East, but Central Asia. Professor Fetzer?
Well, I think they're trying to destroy the sovereign integrity of the United States in order to abolish all the kinds of standards for protecting the environment, for protecting workers' rights, for protecting women's rights, children's rights. I think it's a part and parcel of a master plan of globalization in which the world is ruled by corporations through the World Trade Organization. More and more this is becoming apparent to me.
And understand, folks, they're not free market. They use big government to go after their competition and criminally consolidate.
Oh, yeah, this is monopoly capitalism. This is nothing like Adam Smith described. This is exploitation. It's stealing natural resources. It's exploiting cheap labor.
It's providing
it's evading taxes. It's doing
games.
All these things that corporations do when they're committed only to maximizing profits.
It's organized crime that created world government and made themselves the boss.
That's right.
Professor?
Yeah.
Can I just, I'm a long-time student of JFK. I don't want to go off track, but could I just ask you a question on that?
Sure.
Yes. Do you believe that either William Robert Greer or Charles Harrelson fired on the president?
Probably not, but I mean, this is a fairly subtle business to go into. We don't need either Greer, who was a driver, of course, or Harrelson, who actually claimed that he fired one of the shots, to have fired to account for it. It's not impossible, but the weight of the evidence, I think, tends to be against it.
But Harrelson is in federal prison right now for shooting a judge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He assassinated a federal judge with a high-powered rifle. Very similar, very rare crime, but and very analogous.
Well, 243 from 400 yards in the neck.
Harrelson is a very intelligent guy. It was fascinating to watch him on an interview after he had said that he killed Kennedy, meaning he fired the fatal shot. Because he said, among other things, in denying it, he said he was out of his mind when he said it, and the very fact that he said it proved that he was out of his mind. That was a very ingenious way of trying to step out of the news. So you're raising a very interesting, subtle question here about the identity of the shooters. Greer, of course, having been the driver, but based upon our research, he was a key player in setting Jack up for the hit. He actually pulled the limousine to the left into a hall.
And we know Harrelson was at the railway station and was taken into custody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Harrelson was absolutely there. Yeah, I've seen there are a couple of frames in footage from
a photo
that actually show what looks like Harrelson and Charles.
There was also a photo in the Dallas Times Herald, now defunct, of him in with the police.
Oh, sure, sure. He was one of the three tramps, absolutely. He was the tallest of the three tramps.
I mean, you got this tall, good-looking guy dressed up in an obvious costume with the cops really just leading him away to safety.
Well, they were taking him officially to the police headquarters, but they weren't booked and so forth. I mean, the whole thing was a staged event.
And I know Woody Harrelson, and so it's really painful for him to have to hear about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, that would be a long story. story. I'd love to get
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. Professor Fetzer, I'm going to come back and take calls. But I'm going to let you get out of here.
Thank you, Alex.
Let me just ask you this question. Specifically, you personally, what do you think about, you know, the chances that they could plant something on you or poison you or shoot you and claim it was a carjacking? I mean, I know you're in danger. How did you make the decision to make the plunge?
Well, Alex, they know where I am. Either you stand and fight for your country or you don't. And if you stand and fight, you put all the marbles in the game, man. I put all the marbles in the game, and I stand with you and Steve Jones and Bob Bauman and Morgan Reynolds and Kevin Ryan and everyone else who cares about the truth and the future of this country.
I just hope people know we've thrown in all the way. I mean, we've committed to defend this nation. We hope you'll join us, folks.
By God, it's worth it.
Give us the website for the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and give us your website.
The alternative is freedom or slavery. Scholars for Truth, ST911.org. S for Scholars, T for Truth, 911.org. That's where you want to go. You can find all about us, how to reach me, and so forth from that website.
All right, Professor Fetzer, we'll talk to you again in the future. It was great. It was great seeing you.
Oh, it was terrific, Alex. I can't thank you enough. This was a huge success, a tremendous blow in favor of truth and freedom.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Now, I was pretty shocked by that call, kind of criticizing us. Thought we were doing good here, but you know, and now all the attack pieces are coming out, and the globalists really can't attack us directly through the mainstream media now because they've lost total credibility, so they have their operatives doing it from below, and that doesn't work either. So I say to all those lying about us and attacking us, good, it means I'm over the target. Keep it up. You let me know right where the target is from the flak.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you.
My new film, Terror Storm, we're putting out an emergency DVD. I made a little over 1,000 copies, sold around half of them at the event. They have their own little intro screen that says 9/11, Scholars for Truth. Excuse me, American Scholars Symposium, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda, and then it goes into Terror Storm. It just won't have the extras on it that we are just now putting together that will be on the official DVD available in about a month, because we've got to finish this up, then send it off, have it mass-produced, put in the cases. These are just burned right here in this office, put in their own little sleeve. I'm signing each one of them. They're available at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. We will ship it out to you, UPS. Get your copy of Terror Storm now. Get them. Start making copies. Get them out to everybody. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, watch it there online, burn copies of it right there, get it out to everyone. PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a copy of Terror Storm for $19.95 at Infowars.com right now. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls, and I'm going to get into Limbaugh and the drugs, and this is important, show the hypocrisy, Bush ignoring laws, more news on that. And we're scheduled to have the Chinese-American doctor who confronted Bush and the Chinese dictator who got arrested. They've now had to drop those charges. That's good news. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to Bob in Mass. Bob, thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just had a couple of questions. Do you have a section on your website there for anybody who wanted to maybe some way to collect stories about, you know, people that have suspicions and whatnot about possible, it sounds crazy, but chipping in hospitals, it seems pretty random, but it's kind of a concern. I mean, I think that they're just subjecting people to this without
knowledge. Let me just say, people always say, can you do this, can you do that? We can't do everything.
I know you can't do everything.
We like your suggestions, but what you should do as listeners is create your own websites.
Yeah.
But we do cover forced microchipping. They've had to pass a law in Wisconsin. The governor signed it 2 weeks ago. There are government leaders, presidents around the world trying to make people take them. It is a real threat.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, I guess that's it, actually. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Craig in California. Craig, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you that that conference was fantastic. I brought my brother from Ohio to come out. He's an environmental scientist, and he was a skeptic. And after we sat through that first day, he said it's a closed case. I mean, it's so evident that the government pulled that job off.
Well, he needs to join the 9/11 scholars then.
Alex, I just have to say that Stephen Jones was fantastic. His evidence was like incontrovertible, and people really need to get your Terror Storm. It's a fantastic video. I mean,
you had a chance to be there and see it. What did you think?
The professionalism is at a whole new level. Like what your producers were saying about the sound and the graphics, it's fantastic. I mean, it's really something that people need to go out and get because, I mean, the information is right there. And it's a good conduit to get with some of the other videos. I also think people should get the 9/11 eyewitness video. That's fantastic.
Pretty powerful stuff. I think we're going to carry their new version of that.
And one last comment. People really need to lay off Charlie Sheen. I don't care if he was a porn star or what. Anyone who is against what these guys are doing, they're my comrades.
Well, the point is, the new stuff's all made up, and you know, he's a young Hollywood guy. From the time he was 14, he was famous. What do you expect? But the guy, I know him personally. I've spent days and days with him. I've stayed at his home before. And the guy's completely straight-laced. He doesn't drink. He drinks coffee. That's it. And smokes a few cigarettes. And, I mean, he just studies the New World Order. He's very aware of it. Frankly, I've been with Charlie, okay, at times that then later in the news claims are made. I know stuff being said about him is lies. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.